Okay, this shir. Oh, David, you listen to Tamar Halacha shir.
I didn't.
Okay, this shir is a question that I get asked very frequently by my Talmidim and every once in a while by Balbatim. And I know it's a question that I've had to deal with a lot, which is an issue related to Yichud. That is that, well, in general, Yichud is a very large sugya, but the specific issue that I want to deal with is it a viable solution to the issue of Yichud to just go into a room, close the door, lock it, and wherever the, let's say it's the housekeeper that you're worried about, or, you know, whatever other person might be in the house, is in some other room somewhere else, and therefore you've avoided the problem of Yichud. So I always, not always, the past couple of years, I've been growing more and more convinced that the definition of Yichud is when a man and a woman are in a room together, alone, obviously. That if you do not have a man and a woman in the same room together, you by definition do not have yichud. You may have a situation that can easily lead to yichud, but yichud, the definition of yichud, is a man and woman in a room together, not in a building together or in a house together. And my raya always was, the thing that always went through my mind, was that, let's say you have a small apartment building that has four units, four apartments, let's say, or six apartments, three floors, two apartments on each floor. And you live on the top floor in one of the apartments, and an old almana lives across the hall from you in the other apartment. So let's say the almana's home, she doesn't have any family, she's there alone, and your family goes on a day trip or something, and you're home working in your apartment. Are you violating Yichud because you're in your apartment and the Almana's in her apartment? Is that a violation of Yichud? I thought it's just so mistaver to say that that can't possibly be a violation of Yichud. What do you mean? You're in one place, she's in another place, the good place got nothing to do with each other. There's no one else there and on this floor and the... being in the same building isn't Yichud. That's what I always thought. And a couple of years ago on a Friday night, I was reading through various... every once in a while on a Friday night, I'll just take a sefer off the shelf that I don't read so often, and you know, just read it till I fall asleep, and which usually doesn't take very long. I seem to recall, although sometimes my memories are a little hazy from my Friday night readings, but I seem to recall the tshuva from Chaim Berlin, where he said the same exact thing. I have a beautiful set of four volumes of tshuvas from Chaim Berlin, where he said this basic idea, that yichud is defined as two people being in a room together. You're not in a room together, it's not yichud. And I was all excited by it, and I told myself at the time, when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to mark off the place where it is. Then I looked, whenever I would tell it to people, they would say, yeah, you sure? Because that doesn't sound right. And I was like, yeah, Chaim Berlin has such a tshuva. And I looked up and down, and I couldn't find it. I looked at the beginning of every volume, because I figured I couldn't have gotten too far. But I don't know, maybe I started from the middle one time. I've been unable to locate that tshuva. So basically what I had to do is, if I'm going to make this argument, I'm going to have to start from the ground up. We got to go through the sugya, and actually, instead of just being tol b'ilan gadol and saying, yeah, there's a tshuva from Chaim Berlin, I may have completely fabricated that there's a tshuva from Chaim Berlin. So therefore, if I'm going to make this argument that there's such a heter, it's going to be important to actually make the case. So first off, Rav Moshe very clearly would not hold of any such heter. And the truth is, we're going to see that there's a Gemara that's going to cause a major problem. But first things first, let's take a look at how Rav Moshe understands the issue. And Rav Moshe, even though normally we'll start from the Gemara, but I think just the way I wanted to structure this was pose the problem in its starkest form first, and then we'll work through the Gemara and see if there are any heterim. So here's the problem. Says Rav Moshe. Source number one, Evan Ezechel, Dalet Sim Samachay, Osiyo Tes. Rav Moshe has a very long tshuva on a variety of Hilchas Yichud issues, apparently written to someone who was probably writing a sefer on Hilchas Yichud and wanted Rav Moshe's psakim for various things. So says Rav Moshe, B'shnei chadarim b'bayis echad, echad p'nimi v'echad chitzon. You have two rooms in the house, one inner room, one outer room. V'ishachad hu b'cheder echad, v'ishachas hi b'cheder asheni. So you have one man in the inner room, one woman in the outer room. Can you lock the door in a way that the man will be unable to open the door? Now, I wasn't even suggesting doing that. I was just suggesting locking the door to your room, I guess, you know, when I'm in my room, that the woman wouldn't be able to open the door. But he says, can you lock it in a way that the man won't be able to open the door? Lo shayich listapei klal, says Rav Moshe. What room is the man locked in? Is he locked in a room that has a refrigerator, a bathroom, you know, a bed, everything he's going to need? It's like his own little apartment. Or is he locked in his bedroom, but there's no food, there's no whatever, there's no, he doesn't have most of the things he would need to get by in a normal day. So he says, if he doesn't have everything he needs, then there's no suffix at all, because the guy in the inner room, whether it's the guy or the girl that's in the inner room, they're not staying there very long, because they're going to need to come out to the outer room. And the fact that they need to come out to the outer room means this situation right now is yichud. I, they're not in a room together. Apparently Rav Moshe doesn't agree with my gut feeling that I falsely remembered from Chaim Berlin. Rav Moshe understands that even though the two people are not in the same room together, it's still a yichud problem. Because you're going to have to open the door, and then that will be a yichud problem. Then he says even further. Even if you have everything you need in the inner room, in the room that you're in your bedroom, and you have a little refrigerator, whatever you need for the night, and you have a separate bathroom, and the only way you're going to have to open up that door is if you want to go outside for whatever reason. And he made a deal with the woman on the outside, where I'm not opening this door until it's daybreak or until someone else is in the house. So they made a deal. Says Rav Moshe, unbelievably, says, now there's room to maybe have a little bit of a suffix that maybe it's not a yichud problem. Because you're not going to be in the outer room. Aval pashut shegambof and zeh ika isra yichud. He says, even in that situation, awesome. Why? Me'achar sheyoch lebo'olak shegam hi tirtzu liznos. He says, what's the isra yichud? The isra yichud is, you're in a situation with a woman where if you wanted to have znos, if the two of you were mutually agree to have znos, that you will be able to do that without being detected, without being caught. So he says, this is a classic case of yichud. I don't care that you're not in the same room together. No one else is in the house. Yichud is not, we're afraid that you're going to, chas shalom, the man's going to rape a woman or anything like that. It doesn't matter if the man is locked up or the man is not locked up. Yichud is usur because we're afraid that it will be a consensual relationship between a man and a woman, and you are in a house alone with this woman where you can easily, undetected, have znus. Memeila, it's an issue yichud. Now, what about, says Rav Moshe, oh yeah, well then, is a woman allowed to live alone? There's bound to be a man that knocks on her door at some point, you know. So, and she, if the man knocks on her door, she can always say, oh, would you like to come in? And then they'll go undetected. So maybe we should make a gzera that a woman's never allowed to live alone. So he says, no, that even is too far for him. He says, that's too much. He says, v'lo kasha klum l'masha leka iser li'isha ladur b'bayis levada. It's not an issue that a woman is, that we never have an iser for a woman to live alone. Vein choshen l'shem etiftach beisel mishir to love l'znosima. And we're not worried she's going to open her door for anyone who wants to have znos with her. Lo mi bayik sheish od yir mechatzer, not only when there are other people in the neighborhood, where obviously she's worried that other people will see, even if there's no one else in the neighborhood, they never made such an iser. They never made such an iser on a woman to live alone. But what do we get from Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe clearly understands two people, two different rooms, a lock between them. It's still an issue yichud. Now here's where I always have this problem. We just got rid of our babysitter because our youngest started school. But we used to always have a babysitter at home at all times. And the kids weren't always home. And my daughter was very young, or she was sleeping, and I happened to work very locally, either two doors away from my house sometimes, and sometimes about a mile away from my house, very locally. So I'm always coming home for lunch or for get things in the middle of the day. So I feel like a prisoner in my own home because I can't go in. The lady's there. What am I going to do? It's an issue yichud with a woman. Is there any way? My wife's at work. My wife's and there's no heter of ishto be'ir. Even though my wife doesn't work far away either, she works in Valley Stream. Still, that there's a heter for a woman to be alone with a man when it's baila be'ir. So if my wife is home and you know, the Poland Spring guy comes to deliver the water, or the, you know, mechanic, an electrician comes to fix something, that's fine. even if no one else saw him, because Bala Be'ir, because I'm a Rebbe. But there's no heter of Ishto Be'ir. So what do I do? Is there any way for me to be allowed to come home for lunch, or do I have to figure it out some other way? So that's I felt like a prisoner. What do I do? Is there any heter? This is and that's usually the case I get from my talmidim also. Boys living in yeshiva, but their parents live nearby, and they like to stop in the middle of the day just to chop a nap or whatever, or a little bit of food. And there's always the housekeeper that's there all alone. So is it an Isra Yichud? Is it not an Isra Yichud? So, okay. So in order to come up with a possible approach that might be different than Rav Moshe, because we know what Rav Moshe would say. We're already pretty clear on that. In order to come up with a possible approach that might be different than Rav Moshe, it's important to go back to the Gemara. Actually, first thing we do with any Shaila, always, is you determine what kind of Isra we're dealing with. Are we dealing with an Isra Daraisa, Isra Drabanan, Minhag? That's how Rav Moshe always passes all of his tshuvas. He starts off by always discussing, what is this? If it's an Isra Daraisa, every suffix can be L'chumra, and the whole Netiya is to go L'chumra. If it's an Isra Drabanan, Sveikos are going to go L'kula, Minhag at an even lower level, so we have to figure out what it is. So what's Yichud? So there are three Gemaras that seem to give indications about what Yichud is. One is explicit, two are implicit. Let's do the implicit ones first. Says the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Pei Beis, which is a primary Yichud Sugi in all of Shas, the Gemara says, source number two, Remez li Yichud min HaTorah minayin. Where do we have a Remez to Yichud min HaTorah? So I said, that's not explicit. What do you mean it's not explicit? It asks, where is Yichud min HaTorah? And it quotes a Pasuk. So isn't that explicit that Yichud is Daraisa? So the answer is, it's not so explicit, because, first of all, the word Remez is a strange word to use about a Din Daraisa, straight from Pasuk. And second, when you actually read what the Pasuk is, it's even stranger. Because what's the Pasuk? Ki yisischa chicha ben imecha. Pasuk says that when your brother, the son of your mother, leads you astray and causes you to do avodah zarah, etc. So says the Gemara, why? Why, when it talks about your brother, does it talk about your brother from your mother's side? Why not your brother from your father's side? What, does only your brother from your mother's side lead you astray, and not your brother from your father's side? Says the Gemara, no, what the Pasuk is trying to do is to juxtapose the words ben and imecha, to let you know that if you have ben and imecha in the same room together, that's okay. But nobody else can be in the same room together. And from there we see the Isra of Yichud. Pasuk is not talking about Yichud, Pasuk is not talking about anything sexual, Pasuk is not talking about any... Pasuk is not even talking about a son and a mother. It's talking about two brothers. And yet the Gemara says, the fact that the words Ben and Imecha are juxtaposed with each other tells you that a better name could be in a room together, but nobody else is allowed to be in a room together alone. So that's where we learn Yichud from. So based on that, it's really not so pashut that Yichud's Daraisa. If that's our big source for Yichud, Minatara, we got a problem. If you take a look at source number four, skip ahead to source number four. So the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph tells us, there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Suga B'Shoshanim, that teaches us, Sha'afilu K'suga Shal Shoshanim L'Yifritzu Ben Pratzos, that the Jewish people are so holy and so wonderful, that even... Oh, I'm sorry, we could adjust. I could shut that one off.
Yeah, but
shut that one off. Is everyone
called? No, that's...
Shut that one off, and then you can... Dr. Baron, we shut that one off.
Huh?
Shut that one off, I think.
All right.
Or you want to turn that one on, shut that one off?
Yeah, shut that one off.
Okay, shut that one up. Okay.
It was right here.
Okay. Right.
That's
better. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. So the Gemara Sanhedrin says, okay, because we have this pasuk that tells us Suga B'Shoshanim, which is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, the pasuk is telling us that even a hedge of roses is enough to keep a man away from his wife when she's in Nida, that you don't need to create an Isur Yichud. Meaning, the Gemara says, that a man, when his wife, it's amazing, we have all these Isurim with Ishto Nida that you're not allowed to do with your wife when she's in Nida, but the big one that you would expect, the Isur Yichud, which is the one that is most likely to lead to problems, that we don't have. Why don't we have that? Because we know we can trust a married from couple, a married Jewish couple, that they can control themselves, even a Suga B'Shoshanim. How do I know that there's no Isur Yichud based on the Pasuk Shir HaShirim? Says Tosos, wait a second. If the whole Isra Yichud in the first place is min HaTorah, is a din d'oraisa, can a pasuk in Shir HaShirim say, yeah, but it doesn't apply to a nida and her husband? What do you mean? The Isra is d'oraisa. How could a pasuk in Shir HaShirim undo an Isra d'oraisa? Pasuk in Shir HaShirim is not d'oraisa. That's midirei kabbalah. So Tosos says, I don't understand what's going on over here. So this Gemara would seem to imply that Yichud is at most Midivrei Kabbalah, not Midaraisa. The Gemara, as we said in Kiddushin, a little unclear. Remez, strange drasha, but yet it still calls it Minatorah. So take a look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It's the most explicit Gemara. Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that there are three levels to the Isra of Yichud. If you look at the last line and a half over there. Yichud da'oraisa da'ishasish. Yichud da'oraisa is when you have Yichud with a married woman. Va'asa David v'gazar afilu ha'yichud d'pnuya. David HaMelech came along with Gozer, you're not allowed to have Yichud with a single girl. Va'asu talmide be'shame be'sil gazar afilu ha'yichud d'avad z'chavit. And then the talmide be'shame be'sil came along and they made a gzera, you're not allowed to have Yichud with a guy either. So basically that Gemara is extremely clear. That Yichud with a married woman is d'oraisa, Yichud with a single girl is d'rabbanan if she's Jewish, d'rabbanan from David HaMelech's Beis Din, so a very early d'rabbanan, and then a much later d'rabbanan, talmid shamei vilel, not even with a guy. So in my situation, when I go home and the housekeeper's in the house, what kind of isser am I dealing with? Very clearly, only d'rabbanan because the housekeeper is a guy. So it's only d'rabbanan. What if one of my Talmidim asks, a Talmud is dating? I get a lot of shaylos. Guys who are dating have all sorts of yichud issues. And he says, my parents aren't home right now. I'm hanging out with my Kala or the girl that I'm dating. Can we hang out in the house even though nobody's home right now in the house? So what kind of isser is he asking me if he's allowed to violate? I mean, it's a clear isser. What kind of isser is he trying to violate? So she's a pnuya. So you want to say, well, it's Drabbanan from Davna Melch Beis Dino. However, there's a complicating factor. She's also a Nida, because presumably she hasn't gone to the mikveh. So when we say Yichud of Eishas Ish is Darais, does it mean Yichud of Eishas Ish only? Or Yichud of Arayos in general? And Nida is one of the Arayos. So it could be that would be Yichud Midaraisa in that situation. In general, my Mahalich, when I deal with Yichud Shailas, is first I got to deal with the Halacha. What's mutter, what's aser. Then I got to figure out, am I going to look for kulas, or am I going to look for chumras? Now, the way I'll deal with yichud shaylas, that's the way anyone ever deals with any shayla. Meaning, here's the, if yikov adin sahar, if I just had to strict, cold din, I have to know what the halacha would be. Then, based on circumstances, do I need to look, you know, if there's a svar l'kula, or do I need to maybe look a svar l'chumra? So, when I deal with yichud shaylas, I'll always base it as follows. If it's a Talmud who's telling me I'm hanging out with my girlfriend, I'm hanging out with my Kala, I'm always going to look for a Svar L'chumra. Because that's, the Gemara says, Eish b'na'oras v'lo ma'havheves, two people at an age where hormones are raging, where there's no paspasala, where there's no one, the chances of problems are so great. So I'm always going to look for the Svar L'chumra. If it's I'm home and my 800-pound Polish housekeeper is in the house at the same time, and then I'm always going to look for the svara lekula, because the actual practical concern, as much as we respect the halacha of yichud and we have to make sure it's within the confines of the halacha, but if there's a kula, I'll utilize it in those kinds of situations. This is my personal mahalich. I'm sure other people have a different mahalich, but that's when it comes to the yichud. So okay, now that we know what we're dealing with, or we in terms of the housekeeper shayla at least, that we're dealing with a yichud drabanan and a talmid yisham evihil kind of drabanan, and nida we said is a little bit iffy. So now let's approach our sugya. Take a look at the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, Maseches Kiddushin, rather powerful from Rav, source number 10. We skip the whole Nida analysis because we're not going to have time. Take a look, source number 10. Rav Bibi Iklal Bei Rav Yosef. Rav Bibi once went to Rav Yosef's house. Basar Dekar Chrifta, after they had some bread. Amar Lahu, Rav Bibi said to Rav Yosef, Shkule Dargo Mituse Bibi. Take the ladder from underneath Bibi. Meaning about himself, spoke about himself in third person, he must have been an athlete of some sort. So he says, take the ladder out from underneath Bibi. V'ha'amar Rabbah, says Gemara, what do you mean? Why would he take the ladder out? Meaning, what was he doing? What happened was, Rav Bibi went to Rav Yosef's house, Mrs. Yosef was there also. Rav Bibi went upstairs to the, and they didn't have stairs, they had a ladder that was movable. And Rav Bibi was in the upstairs room talking to Rav Yosef. They always, the Rabbanim always learned Ba'aliyah for some reason. They always have in the Gemara that they went up Ba'aliyah to figure out when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. And so all the major complications, all the major complicated conversations always happen Ba'aliyah. So the Rabbanim were meeting up Ba'aliyah. The wife, Mrs. Yosef, was downstairs. Rav Yosef says, I got to go run some errands. I have to go do something. I have to go give a shir or whatever. Rav Yosef is leaving. And Rav Bibi says, okay, I'm going to stay in your house. Awkwardly, I guess, but he says, I'm going to stay in your house. Just do me a favor, take the ladder out when you go down, because I don't want to have yichud with your wife. So the Gemara says, well, that's not yichud, Bala Be'ir. But Yosef wasn't leaving town, he was just going to run local errands. So it wouldn't be yichud anyway. So the Gemara says, yeah, even though it's Bala Be'ir, V'amar Rav, Bala Be'ir, Yechosh Mishm Yichud, Sheni Rav Bibi, D'shush V'nisei Havai, V'gaisabei. Rav Bibi and the Yosef family, Rav Yosef and his wife, had a close relationship. And when there's a close relationship, a close friendly relationship, you can't rely on Bala Be'ir. So when the electrician comes to my house and my wife is home and I'm not home, she can rely on Bala Be'ir. But when, you know, good friends of ours who we made their shidduch and we, you know, we've spent Shabbos at their home, they've spent Shabbos at our home, they come to our, you know, the husband comes to the house to drop something off for me or whatever, and I'm not home, then you can't rely on Bala Be'ir. You can't rely on Bala Be'ir when there's a certain comfort level between the parties. That's the Gemara. That's one line of the Gemara. Next line of the Gemara, and both of these are nogeya to us. Next line, because what do you have over here? Rav Bibi's upstairs. Rav Yosef's wife is downstairs. They're in the same home. And it's not going to be a yichud problem. But why isn't it going to be a yichud problem? Because the ladder has been removed. Which means what? Who doesn't have access to who?
Neither.
Does neither have, neither has access right now. Where is the ladder? Did Rav Yosef take the ladder with him?
No, the wife does have access.
Or maybe the ladder is so heavy that the wife can't move it.
Right.
And therefore nobody has access.
Right.
But how high was this aliyah? Was he really unable to
jump down?
I mean, how high was the building? How high was the ceiling? And hang on the top and just, you know, jump the rest of the way, put cushions underneath to pad his fall? No, how high was it? Why couldn't he get down? And she really couldn't move the ladder. There's no way for her to get up. Him to get. So that's one thing to think about. The other thing to think about is the next line of the Gemara. Amar Rav Kahana, anashim mibachutz v'nashim mibifnin. If you have two rooms, an inner room and an outer room, and there are men, not one man, men, a group of men in the outer room and women in the inner room, ain choshem mishum yichud, it's not a yichud problem. Obviously it's not a yichud problem. First of all, they're in two different rooms, okay, but even if you're a Moshe, there are many men, many women, that's never a yichud problem. So what would be the concern? The concern is, there is a halacha that if one man is with several women, it is a yichud problem. One woman with several men is not a yichud problem. That's the halacha. We'll get into this far as a different time. That's the halacha. So, should we be concerned that a man is going to end up in the woman's room, in the room where the women are? And that would be a yichud problem. So he says, we're not choshesh mishum yichud. Anashim mibifnim v'nashim mibachutz. But if men are in the inside room, again, multiple men, v'nashim mibachutz and women are in the outside room, choshesh mishum yichud, then we are choshesh mishum yichud. Why? What are we worried about? So, the concern is, apparently, that a man is going to want to leave, and the only way to get out is going through the room where the women are. So he's going to be stuck in the room where the women are, and that will be a yichud problem. So even when he's inside, it's choshem mishum yichud. Masnisa tana ipcha, however, there was another teaching that had the exact opposite. That when it's men on the inside, women on the outside, that's good. Men on the outside, women on the inside, that's bad. Why? Because the concern is not that you're going to catch the women on your way out through the room. The concern is that you're going to sneak inside to their room, and that's where you're going to have yichud. So the Gemara says, well, which one of them is bad, one of them is good. Which one is it? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi, Hashadom Rav Kahana Achi, V'tanam Asis Ibcha, Anon Nevet Chomer, always Machmir. We'll just be Machmir. One of them is okay, one of them is not okay. Men inside, women outside, or vice versa. One is okay, one is not okay. We're just always going to be Machmir, that it's always going to be a problem. Good? Now, what would you call that? We're machmir. Is that a built-in suffix? Meaning, if we're dealing, let's say it's goyish women, should I say, oh, then I could be makel, because suffix rabbanu lekula? Or would you say, no? Once the Gemara says it, it becomes a vadayiser, and therefore you're not going to just rely on suffix rabbanu lekula. So, okay, something else to think about. You also have the fact that he There are people in different rooms, and we're saying choshen mishum yichud. Are the words choshen mishum yichud the same as asr mitam yichud? I mean, if you want to say that something is yichud, would you say choshen mishum yichud, or would you say something else? Chayiv mishum yichud, not chayiv, because there's no onesh necessarily. It might be an onesh, but would you say, you know, asr mitam yichud? So you could argue choshen mishum sounds like this is the kind of thing that's not wise to do because it's going to lead you to a yichud situation, right? So the other wild card to think about, and the other factor to think about in the Gemara, and this is halacha that comes mamash straight out of the sugya. So the other factor to think about in the Gemara is there's a pnimi and a chitzon, an inner room and an outer room. How important is that layout to this issue? What about the case I gave before, where you're on the top floor of a three-story apartment building, and there are two apartments, a right one and a left one, and everyone comes out through the hallway? So there's no pnimi and chitzon. So is there a difference? Should that make a difference, whether it's pnimi and chitzon versus right and left? No, any svara?
Well, you're saying you're going to pass through this way or not.
So pnimi and chitzon, it could be the whole nakuda is that you need to pass through in order to get out, and when you pass through, that's going to be a yichud problem. Whereas a right and left, I don't need to pass through where the other person's apartment. I just need to pass through the hallway when they're not also passing through the hallway. But I don't need to pass through their apartment in order to get out. So maybe that would be different. Okay, now Rashi consistently in that Gemara assumes that even when the men are in one room and the women are in the other room, but if you have this problematic pnimi and chitzon arrangement, it's already an iser. You shouldn't set up an arrangement where men are in one room, women in the other room, in a pnimi chitzon arrangement. The Rambam, however, is not so clear that he holds that way at all. If you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Issur Rabbi Perachav Beis Halacha Ches, source number 12, Lo tisyachid isha achas afilu im anashim harbe, ad shetiyeh ishto shel echad mehem sham. A single woman should not be even with many men. I told you that's mutter, longer sugya also, in terms of who's considered a prutza or whatever. But a single woman should not be with many men unless one of the men's wives are there. V'chein lo yisyachid ish echad afilu im nashim harbe. One man should not be with many women. Nashim harbe im anashim harbe ein choshen liyichud. Many men, many women, a crowd of people, that's vade not yichud. Hayu anashim yibachutz v'anashim yibfnim, or anashim yibfnim v'anashim yibachutz. So now you expect the Rambam's next word to be aser. What do you say? Men in the inside room, women in the outside, or vice versa. The Gemara just said choshen mishum yichud. So the Rambam's next word should be aser. What's the Rambam's next word? Upirsha isha achas l'beina anashim. And then one of the women walked into where the men were. Oh, ish lebein hanashim, or a man walked into where the women were. Then asurin mishum yichud. Then it's going to be asurin mishum yichud. That's what I'm doing. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara said women on the inside, men on the outside, or vice versa. Chosh mishum yichud. Right there you have a problem. What does the Rambam say? No, you don't. You have a problem if somebody moves. Only when somebody moves you have a problem. So it seems that we have fundamental machlokas, Rambam Rashi, about whether two different people in two different rooms are already a problem because it could so easily lead to yichud, or it's not already a problem, we're saying, be careful, is all the Gemara is telling you. Be careful, because if one person leaves, that will be yichud. But not that this situation itself, where men are in one room, women are in the other room, there's any iser. Just choshesh, be careful. So that's a fundamental machlokas, Rambam and Rashi. Now, let's look for all the chulas now. Now that we have this. First, the Chazon Ish. If you take a look in, I think it's in here somewhere. It's Chazon Ish 15? Oh yeah, source 15, excellent. Says Chazon Ish, source 15. Kiddushin pe'al v'amav masisa tana ibcha nira dinashim v'flim v'ishach ha'bachot modern of Canada asur. Okay, etc. Let me get to the main point. Take a look at the line that begins with the word echad. About seven lines into the page. Second word on the line. V'yesh la'ayin im ein kan p'nimi v'chitzon. Let's say you don't have an inner room and an outer room. Rather, what you have is two people in two rooms that both have a door that goes into the chatzer, and there's also a doorway that connects the two rooms to each other. Even assuming that. Is that considered yichud? And if that's not yichud, then forget about many men, many women. Even one man in one room, one woman in the other room is fine if that would not be considered yichud. That's not the Gemara's case. The Gemara's case is panimi and chitzon. Now, if there's no door that goes from one room to the other, then it's for sure mutter. V'lo chayshin shein karnis l'beis derech chatzer. We're certainly not concerned you're going to go into her house through a chatzer. But maybe when you're in a situation where you know there's a woman in the next room, your yetzer hara is that much greater. In a room that's adjacent to the room that you're in, yetzer hara is that much greater. How would this translate into a house? Now, the apartment building, Shaila, seems pretty clear now. If the chazanish is saying that the woman is not in an adjacent room, rather the only way to get to her is by going through a chatzer, that's exactly the apartment building, Shaila. The only way to get to her is by going through a chatzer. Chazanish says, that's pashut mutter. What if I'm in my bedroom, there is a hallway in my house, and the housekeeper is in the kitchen that also leads into the hallway, or any other room of the house, but she's not literally adjacent to where I am right now? So is that also like a chatzer case, or do you say no? Chazanish's whole svara by a chatzer is that a chatzer is a more public area. The hallway in the house is not a public area. Okay, we'll see in a second. But he says that's not a suffix. My suffix is, if she is in an adjacent room, that's where I'm not sure. Umehad denakad hacha pnimi, ein raya derav kana loaser b'shnayim, kiv sheshem derav chatzer, etc. Vinira. Says the Chazanish at the end, "V'nira de'ein banu koach le'asar." Should be lanu koach le'asar. Kivan shelo huskar be'gemara. He says, "You know what? The Gemara spoke about pnimi and nechitzon. As much as I'm a supak, if the same applies when you have a way out not through her room and she has a way out not through your room, and there's a door that goes between the two rooms. As much as I'm a supak, whether it's the same, the Gemara didn't say that's asar." Says, I don't have the capacity to make Isurim that don't appear in the Gemara. Now, Rav Moshe would say, what do you mean? That's exactly the case of the Gemara. You made some slight variation. It doesn't really change anything. Of course that's Aser. I don't have the capacity to say that it's, you know, that we can be Mekel in such a Shaila. The Chazanish says, I can't be Machmir in such a Shaila. U'b'pshuto nira d'nashem mecheder zev v'nashem mecheder zev yesh l'kalecha derech mutter ve'ein zev b'chal nashem rabbi anon avad l'chumra. Says, Pashup Shad is its mutter. Ooh. So now we have our first tether. What does Chazanish say? Even if you're in adjacent rooms, as long as you're in the same room together, if there are two ways out, you don't have to go out through her room. You have another way out. That's going to be mutter. So if your house is set up in such a way that wherever you go, there's a way out that's not going to be through the room that she's in, even though there may be, and she has a way out that's not going to be through the room that you're in, so then it's going to be mutter. Which, my house has four doors to the outside, five if you count the garage. Usually we could work it out in that way, that there's some other way out.
Does it make a difference? I mean, the person's not stationary. They're moving around.
So you but
be sitting around.
You just can't have...
sitting in a room, they can move to the room right next to yours, so if you wanted to get out...
So this opens up the question of the shir yichud. Is yichud asr for even, do you say, like, it's chatzi shir asr min atara? There is a shir, there's a certain amount of time that's asr of yichud for. 30 seconds is not it.
I'm not looking to make it a problem because I have the same issue in my house. But the case of the Gemara is talking about you leaving and walking through this room. It's not saying you're taking a nap there or something.
Right.
Or
but the Gemara,
like reading a book or whatever.
Right. But the Gemara apparently thought that situation was asking for trouble. Now, if you're in a situation where you're not necessarily, meaning when you're passing through the room, you might say, well, maybe I'll stay for a while. So that's why Rechoshim Mishum Yichud. But over here, since you can get out some other way, why would you go out through the room that she's in if you can go out some other way? So it actually works out. For me, it works out very well because I have my office has a door straight out to my driveway. So I really am totally separate. Like, I just go in and out of that door.
But James, you wanted to go to the kitchen.
I want to go to the kitchen and get some lunch, so I just have to do that for less than the shiur yichud.
Right.
Get my lunch in 2 minutes. Thank God for microwaves. Can heat up lunch in 30 seconds. So.
Going back.
What?
You keep going back to the office.
Right. You keep breaking it up. Okay, so that's kula number one. Kula number two, the Chachmas Adam. Chachmas Adam basically writes that anyway, we have a machlokas Rambam and Rashi, whether even the case of the Gemara, whether it's an Isser, to be in that situation. Rambam holds it's not an Isser unless you then actually go into the room where she is. So it would then turn out that if you're in a different room, the Rambam would say that it's perfectly mutter. That's not meaning. The way the Chachmas Adam understands is what I start with. Yichud is defined as man and woman being in the same room. Not man and woman being in a situation like Rav Moshe defined, man and woman being in the situation where they could have been if they wanted to. No, it's man and woman being in the same room. He says that's exactly Machlokes Rambam and Rashi. Rambam defines Yichud as man and woman being in the same room. Therefore, the Rambam says, I don't care if there are men on the inside and women on the outside. It's not going to be Yichud until someone is actually in the same room with the opposite gender. But Rashi would say, no, it's already Yichud before then. So it turns out that it's Machlokes Rambam and Rashi. Therefore, what do you do if it's machlokas? So suffix, Rambam, suffix, like Rambam, like Rashi. And it happens to be Torah paschals like the Rambam, so there's more reason to assume it's paschals like the Rambam. But let's say, okay, let's say it's a suffix, and the Shulchan Aruch is paschals like the Rambam. But let's say it's a suffix. So what do we do now? It's a suffix. So, depends who the woman is. If the woman is my housekeeper, l'kula. If the woman is somebody else's wife, l'chumra. So the housekeeper case, l'charet sveka l'kula. So that's kula number two. Then you have the Rambam. So again, kula number one was the Chazanish, that the Gemara was talking about Panimi v'chitzon. So if you have other doors out, you could be mekel anyway. Kula number two is, it's a when I'm not actually in the same room, according to the Rambam, I haven't done any Isra yet. Mela, it's a suffix Rambam Rashi, and you go to kula. Kula number three is the Tshuva's Divrei Malkiel. In the Tshuva's Divrei Malkiel, he writes that the Gemara itself, if you remember the Gemara that spoke about the inner room and the outer room, the Gemara wasn't sure. The Gemara knew for sure that one of those cases, men on the inside, women on the outside, or men on the outside, women on the inside, the Gemara was sure one of those cases is a problem, and one was not a problem. The Gemara simply wasn't sure which case is the problem, which case is not a problem. So he says, that itself is a suffix. No matter what situation you're in, you might be in the opposite situation of what the Gemara says. So anyway, you have a suffix to begin with. So if you have that suffix, plus the suffix Rambam Rashi, so now you have a svek sveka. So svek sveka, for sure you could go l'kula. It's a double suffix. The Gemara says, it's suffix, we go l'chumra. The Gemara sounds like even only on Yichud Rabban and Shailuz we'd go l'chumra. He says, yeah, that's because you can't choose which one to go l'kula on. You can't go l'kula on both, because you know one of them is for sure aser. It's like the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Ches about Dalet Kosos, that we know that you're supposed to do a Seber for two out of the four Kosos, the Gemara says. We just don't know which two, first two or the last two. So the Gemara says, okay, it's a suffix, so we lean for all four Kosos. Frek the Ran, what do you mean lean for all four? It's suffix to Rabbanu, we should go l'kula. But the Ran says, no, if you go l'kula, you're going to have to go l'kula on all four. You're not going to lean for any of them, and that's definitely wrong, because you know that you're supposed to lean for two. So that's why you can't go. It's the same thing over here, says a different Malkiel. You can't go l'kula because you know for sure one of these situations is bad, and going l'kula would mean going l'kula in both situations, because how are you going to choose which situation to go l'kula in? But in any given situation, you couldn't be mitztarif that it's at least a safek, and therefore use it as a svek sveka. That's why I asked when we read the Gemara, do you understand this as a definitive psak or as a safek? That's kula number three. Kula number four, Sitz Eliezer says, is Rav Bibi and Rav Yosef. Rav Bibi said, get the ladder out from underneath me. What was he accomplishing by saying, get the ladder out from underneath me? Is Rav Bibi not athletic enough to be able to jump down from the top floor to the bottom floor? Is Rav Yosef's wife really totally incapable of getting a ladder or something for him? Is Rav Bibi not able to make like a string of clothing or something to like, you know, whatever you call it, you know, to slide down? He had his ways down. What's the purpose of taking the ladder away? It says to Eliezer, it's a hecker. When you make a hecker, that's good enough. Something to remind you, well, I shouldn't go there. And a lock, he says, may also be a hecker. If you lock the door, what am I locking the door to my room for? The fact that I'm locking the door, that itself might be a hecker. Or you put up some other sort of hecker. He says, just like we have a hecker works when it comes to a man eating with his wife at the same table when they're in need, when she's in need of. We have a hecker, just like a hecker works when you have a person eating flesh with a person eating milk on the same table. So a hecker works over here as well. Tremendous chiddush. But he says that's what the Gemara is talking about. What about Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe was so machmir about this. This seems to me that it's Rav Moshe l'shitasa. Rav Moshe has a series of chumras that all assume, a series of piskei halacha, that all assume that any situation that's close to yichud, that will easily lead to yichud, is already aser. Rav Moshe was asked, can you have yichud in a car, driving on a busy highway at night, on a date? So Rav Moshe says, absolutely not. You know why? Because you could easily turn off at an exit and go to a secluded place. But I'm not at an exit. I'm in the car on the highway where there are hundreds of other people. What do you mean? That's Rav Moshe Shita. That whenever it's just one step away from being completely alone, that already is an Isur Yichud. So Rav Moshe has a Shita, for instance, in front of an open window. Rav Moshe says, if there's even though you and the woman are both in front of an open window that the whole street can see, but if there's a spot in the house you could easily sneak away to that's not in front of the open window, it's still an Isur Yichud. What do you mean? We're in front of an open window. Rav Moshe has the Shita that when you're one step away, it's already an Isur Yichud. I don't think that's the majority opinion of the Poskim. I think these four kulas give us enough to work with. Okay.